always eager to press an advantage, Deccan paused only half a second before continuing.
And before the murder, had Admiral Pelion already given orders to aid Colonel Solo's rival, Admiral Nyathol?
Yes, sir.
And in your capacity as a Comm Int officer, did you have occasion to intercept a communication between the defendant and Colonel Solo of the Galactic Alliance, in which the defendant informed of Admiral Pelion's decision to support Admiral Nyathol?
I did.
Was the communication encrypted?
Of course, Pogorsky answered. During a military operation, everything is encrypted.
But you were able to decipher the signal and eavesdrop on the conversation between the defendant and Colonel Solo?
I was.
And how did you accomplish that?
A superior smirk came to Pogorsky's lips, and Leia knew that much of what followed would be a lie. The lieutenant had come forward at the last minute, not, as she had claimed, because it had taken that long for the Imperial Navy to grant her request to testify. Rather, she had waited because doing so made it impossible for the defense to challenge the claim she was about to make.
I'm sorry, Counsel. But that's classified, most secret,
Pogorsky said.
I warned you that I wouldn't be able to discuss the technical details of the interception when I came forward.
Yes, so you did.
This time, Deccan pushed on without pause to what was surely very questionable testimony.
But you are free to tell us when this occurred in the chain of events.
I am,
Pogorsky confirmed.
It occurred shortly after the command rift developed between Admiral Nyathol and Colonel Solo. Admiral Pelion announced that he was going to throw the Empire's support behind Admiral Nyathol, and Lieutenant Vela initiated an encrypted comm transmission to her superior.
Leia frowned, and Han fidgeted in the seat beside her. From everything she had heard about the battle, no such communication had taken place. Apparently, Tahiri did not recall making the call either, for she started to lean over to whisper a denial into Ermuth's ear, but found him still napping. Clearly uncertain of what to do, she stopped and turned her attention forward again. Deccan continued to press his case.
Can you tell us what was discussed during that transmission?
I can. Lieutenant Vela reported Admiral Pelion's decision and requested orders. Colonel Solo instructed her to change the Admiral's mind.
Tahiri was leaning forward now, her green eyes narrowed and her scarred brow lowered. Leia knew the expression meant that Tahiri was simply trying to figure out why Pogorsky was lying, but she wasn't sure the jury would see it that way. To a jury, Tahiri's posture might very well look like a fallen Jedi Knight, or former Sith apprentice, attempting to intimidate a witness.
Did he instruct her to kill him?
Deccan asked.
No, quite the opposite, she said. Lieutenant Vela asked how far she should take matters, and Colonel Solo replied, "Don't kill him. He's too popular with the Imperial Navy."
A shocked murmur rolled through the courtroom, and the judge, a stately Faleen female with a finely scaled face and long hair worn in a topknot, hit a button on her bench. A sharp, piercing tone filled the chamber, immediately bringing the court to order. And the judge scowled out at the spectators for a moment before nodding to Deccan to continue.